Less than 10 seconds after they began to move, the rocks and pier had vanished behind a white veil. Dee was all the way at the stern of the ship, and his eyes were turned toward the pilot house and the two children, who were apparently talking to the ferryman.
Are we crossing a pond?
A swamp. Get some rest.
Shut in his coffin as it rode inside his carriage, the Baron still seemed to be aware of the situation. If he were watching through a closed-circuit monitor, he never would have said anything about a pond. So he must have had some noble extrasensory perception.
There are three other people here, and two of them are children.
Don't go back on your word.
I know. You needn't worry. It may go without saying, but this could be exactly what the enemy wants us to do. One of them flew.
I realize that.
This swamp was so deep in parts as to be partially bottomless, and if they were to fall off the ship, neither the carriages nor the coffins seemed likely to ever surface again. And skilled as Dee was, the morass surrounded him on all sides, and even he couldn't have any way of combating an enemy who could attack from the air. Just then, what it looked to be a fallen log floating some 30 feet ahead of their starboard side suddenly stood straight up like a proverbial jack-in-the-box and stretched right toward them. Although it had appeared to be nothing more than a tree, it had a sucker-like mouth and a trio of eyes at one end.
Oh, my!
The ferryman cut the wheel. The ship veered to port, showering the creature with sludge in the process. Which would be faster, the creature's mouth rising over the boy's head, or the ship's turn? Three figures sprinted into action. The two smaller ones flew back, the one in black moved forward, and then a flash of light surged out. The creature's severed head crashed against the deck with a booming thud, while its neck thrashed around like a whip. Suddenly, deep red blooms of blood formed in midair. But by the time they'd fell like an unseasonable winter shower, the ship was already pulling away at full speed, heading back the way it had come.